In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'd like to invite you right off the top to go vote in today's YouTube live chat poll. People are starting to make some announcements about the midterms. It is 2025. 2026 is upon us. But here's the deal. A lot of people are jockeying because what did we find out about the congressional map in Texas? That the Republicans who run the state legislature there, because they're in the majority, were able to redraw the maps in Texas. And what did they do? This is maybe the stupidest thing that Texas has done. The future of the Democrat Party. They drew Jasmine Crockett out of her district. What are they going to do? What is Jasmine Crockett?
How about her?
You've got a campaign announcement that took place, and she kind of danced around. She's like, oh, I don't know. She was saying, I don't know, I'm not sure. What we got to look at the numbers. It's going to be an expensive race. She was saying that the morning that she announced that she was going to run. And so the YouTube poll for today, in today's political climate, this is a bipartisan, nonpartisan, apartisan poll. In today's political climate, which is more prevalent, malice or incompetence? Here's the Crockett announcement.
How about this new one they have? Their new star, Crockett. How about her?
She's the new star of the Democrat Party, Jasmine Crockett. They're in big trouble.
But you have this woman, Crockett. She's a very low IQ person.
I watched her speak the other day. She's definitely a low IQ person.
Crockett.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
She's a very low IQ person.
Somebody said the other day, she's one of the leaders of the party. I said, you got to be kidding.
Now they're going to rely on Crockett. Crockett's going to bring them back.
And it says Crockett for U.S. Senate. There is the campaign video. The launch video for Jasmine Crockett is a montage that they put together of Donald Trump calling her a low IQ person and saying, basically, please make her the leader of the Democrat Party.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's news to me. I'd never seen that ad.
Yeah.
It's just her face while we hear Donald Trump talking. I was waiting for her to come on at the end and say, yeah, but.
You'd have to actually watch the video to understand that she was even a party to this particular campaign launch ad. This is the launch for her campaign for the United States Senate in Texas. And it's Donald Trump being like, she's pretty stupid.
Well, that was inspiring.
It was for me and the future of this country.
I'm not sure if he accomplished what she wanted.
There's a lot of, I'm always super hesitant to jump into this too much. I don't ever want to be a part of somebody else's montage, which part of what I'm saying right now is almost making it a certainty if Jasmine Crockett wins her Senate campaign. But I can think of the people who, ahead of Donald Trump's campaign for president, what's the British guy's name?
John Oliver.
Do it. Do it.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yes. Yes, just arrogant, ignorant, repetitive, you know, guffaw over whether or not Donald Trump even has a laughing chance at becoming the president. Twice. Three times if you ask him. So I don't want to sit here and be like Jasmine Crockett is so dumb she'll never be a United States senator. Run, it'll be great for the Republicans, and then put me in the montage here. I hope it doesn't happen. I don't think she's going to win in Texas.
I think she's probably the best thing that could happen to any of the Republican candidates, because Ken Paxton is right now barely the leader among the Republicans, and he actually polls the worst against Democrats. So that seat actually worries me a little bit, but if Crockett runs, worries me less.
Well, you know, Cornyn would be a better senator than Crockett for sure in Texas if he were to remain in that seat. But it's Jasmine Crockett's not the person who runs for the Senate for Texas. She's running for the Senate for herself, which is why her campaign announcement was all about how you're supposed to feel about the way Donald Trump treats her. You think about that for a second? Isn't that actually kind of get under your skin a little bit? That the rallying cry for Crockett's Senate campaign is that you need to show up to support her. Not that Donald Trump is doing something to you. It's that Donald Trump is doing something to Jasmine Crockett. Ugh. The nerve of Donald Trump. And, you know, she loves to say that her name is always in his mouth and all this stuff, but she lives for that. Her purpose is to stir up crap in Washington, D.C. for the purpose of her. Yesterday, we talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene. I've always gotten the feeling, I was always open to being wrong. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been on our show one time when she was promoting her book, so that was the impetus to get her on the show. Glad she did it. It was a pleasant conversation, but I don't feel like Marjorie Taylor Greene is fighting for the cause more than she's fighting for Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't think that she doesn't care about the country. I don't feel that she's some sort of traitor of any kind. I just feel like the purpose for Marjorie Taylor Greene, what she fights for is elevating her profile and helping the country along the way. I don't know what I don't know a single thing that Jasmine Crockett stands for that is policy based. She hates Donald Trump, but I think she loves Donald Trump. If she doesn't have, you know, in her mind, a proper villain that keeps the audience interested and entertained, without a proper villain, she's just another one of 435 people in the House of Representatives. She needs a foil. And for her, the foil is Donald Trump. But the story is about her. So if you're on the left side of the aisle or the right side of the aisle, I'm really not so terribly interested in how this works for the one in 435 person that is in the House. I want to know why would people want to move to Jasmine Crockett's district? What is Marjorie Taylor Greene doing that is so great for her Georgia congressional district? You know, why would people want to flock towards the area that is being run by this individual person, because their representation, their advocacy is top notch? You feel like that's a place where you could feel comfortable and at home, like you would have somebody there fighting for what you believe is best for the country. If you have a famous district because that person has become really great at being an influencer, they're not supposed to be an influencer. They're supposed to be representative in a republic where, actually, guess what? You are the superstar. You are the reason they go to work every day, not themselves, not their clicks, their numbers, their likes, their thumbs up, their follows, their subscribers. It's supposed to be about you. And I guess if you were doing your job really well, you'd be having people increase in numbers in your district. You know, look at the state of Illinois, the outbound flight of people who live in the state of Illinois. Same thing with California. And California's got the climate, the geography that Illinois certainly doesn't, that makes it a destination place. But people are leaving. Why are they leaving? I'm assessing going into this midterm election, which will be a general election for the state of Illinois. We elect our statewides during the midterm so we can elect a new governor, Mr. No King's J.B. Pritzker, running for his third term. There is not a single Republican statewide official in the state of Illinois. Not one. There's not one statewide official elected that is Republican. There is a supermajority of Democrats in the Illinois General Assembly House, a supermajority of Democrats in the Illinois General Assembly Senate. You have no representation. 44% of the state of Illinois voted for Donald Trump. zero representation in statewide positions in Illinois. You got a Senate option. Yesterday we spoke with Don Tracy, who is a Republican running in the Republican primary to replace Dick Durbin. Dick Durbin decided he's not running again. His seat is open, so you'll have a Democrat primary and a Republican primary. What a tall order that would be to try to take that seat. But Don Tracy is trying, among others. Illinois has the opportunity to take that 44% and tick it up a little bit and bring some common sense somewhere for constituents in the state of Illinois before all the smart ones leave. Except for those smart ones that are so tethered to the state of Illinois because of the ground that they live on, the brick and mortar that they work in, the family that is immovable, that they're left to suffer with the consequences of what's left. So here's a question for you. In today's political climate, which is more prevalent, malice or incompetence? I think about somebody like Jasmine Crockett, and I'm constantly asking myself, is she malicious or is she incompetent? Because it doesn't feel as though her advocacy, now she doesn't represent me, but she does, her votes do affect me. Her responsibility isn't to me, it's to the people in her congressional district. If she wins the Senate seat in Texas, she will be responsible to those individuals who voted in Texas and those who didn't. On the left side of the aisle, on the right side of the aisle, do you feel as though the ineffective nature of our government, local, federal, state, whatever it might be, do you feel as though malice or incompetence is more prevalent? Would love to hear what you think about that. You got a front runner? I should have put an option on there and be like, I think government is great.
Neither one of these are true. Our government is wonderful. I have a lean here, but this is a hard question because there's so many circumstances that could go one way or the other. And there are so many.
More.
Yeah, it's just which is more. And I do have a lean, but I'm not going
to
say yet.
Yeah, we'll get to it in a little bit. We're going to keep talking here on the Andy Frye Show. Of course, the three of us in this room, Ryan, Brad, and myself, we all live in the state of Illinois. And so we care deeply about what happens in those Illinois elections. You probably won't get as much of this elsewhere. Some of you not living in Illinois, you might be thinking, okay, Andy, I get it. I don't talk about Illinois all the time, but when we get into the midterm election time where it becomes our statewide, we are going to be a place where you can keep tabs on who is running, what they're advocating for, what they would do for you if they were getting elected. So when we come back, we're going to speak with Aaron Del Mar. He's the candidate for Illinois Lieutenant Governor on the Bailey Del Mar ticket. And as I understand it, we have Darren Bailey, the candidate for Illinois governor. He's scheduled to be on with us a little bit later in the month, so you want to stick around for that. But Aaron Del Mar is going to talk to us a little bit about the Bailey Del Mar ticket. It will be a part due for Darren Bailey, who ran last time and made a decent showing, but thinks he can maybe pull it off this time. What does Aaron Del Mar add to the ticket for Lieutenant Governor? Well, we'll ask him next here on The Andy Frye Show.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back out onto the streets. Their crimes include 5 homicides, more than 140 assaults, 15 weapons offenses, and 10 sexual predatory offenses. Beyond that, ICE says the state currently has more than 4,000 other criminal legal aliens in custody that ICE wants, but that the state refuses to hand over. Here's Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons.
Before another one of these criminal aliens get re-released to hurt anyone back in their state or their communities, work with us now. We have the data to show that these are bad people. These are bad individuals that should not be re-released back in the United States. Give us the opportunity to remove them from the country.
So there you have a little bit of a report out of Chicago regarding, we hear a lot of the news stories regarding the ICE effect in Chicago. Of course, J.B. Pritzker, Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, saying, get the heck out of here. We don't want your help. We don't want your kind. We don't think it's even necessary. And the rest of the state of Illinois watches as J.B. Pritzker continues to do the types of things that he does that don't seem to benefit the state as a whole. So J.B. Pritzker has said he's going to run for a third term. A third term. That sounds very king-like to me. But like I say, Mr. No Kings, he wants to seek out that third term, maybe as he walks his way into a presidential run that would hit right there in the middle of his third term in governor. There are some folks out there who want to put a stop to it, and it's going to take the voters to decide that, to show up in force, and finally vote for a Republican once again. And Aaron Del Mar is running for lieutenant governor, along with Darren Bailey, who's taken another run at it. We've got a candidate for Illinois lieutenant governor with us right now, Aaron Del Mar. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me on, Annie.
You're welcome. So I want to learn a little bit about you. We've had Darren Bailey on this show many times. I've done many events with Darren Bailey over the course of the years that I've been on this radio show. Aaron, talk to us a little bit about your efforts to join this ticket. Why sign up to run for a lieutenant governor position in a state that has a 0 elected statewide Republicans?
Well, I can tell you, if you would have told me 5 months ago that I'd be running with Darren Bailey as his running mate, I would have said, you're absolutely crazy. You know, Darren and I have been very competitive against each other. And to be honest with you, I had a plan to run for governor on my own, had my running mate picked out, petitions ready to go. We've even had a couple fundraisers and campaign events. But when Darren decided that he was going to jump in the race and was gracious enough to call me, I still wasn't convinced, to be honest with you. So we met and we talked, and I said, Darren, I'll give you 45 minutes for you to pitch me on why I should be your LG. That meeting ended up being about 4 hours. And what Darren and I found out is that we had so much more in common than we had apart, and that we could bring generational change to Illinois, because I'm from Chicago. I'm from the Cook County area. I currently serve as the Cook County Republican chairman. So this is an opportunity to take the North and the South, two regional leaders in Illinois, and combine and unify for one goal in mind. And that goal is to be J.B. Pritzker in November of 26.
Yeah, I love that there is that juxtaposition with this ticket. You're suggesting that you were thinking about running for governor yourself and you guys had a lot in common. The truth of the matter is that Cook County, I'm a downstate Illinois resident myself. I know that Cook County is the full muscle of the state of Illinois. We don't like it down here. Cook County can do whatever Cook County wants, but unfortunately, right, it shades down the state, and the rest of us just kind of have to go the way of what Chicago wants to do. But my understanding is the Chicago Republican Party is the biggest party that exists within the state of Illinois with Republicans. So we have to do it together. If we want to win, we're going to have to do it together. How do you bring these people together in the state, the voters, to come together and say, yes, this is the ticket that can beat J.B. Pritzker?
Well, I think now the time is really ripe. You know, in Southern Illinois, Darren Bailey has been known for many years to be a voice. When he served in the state house, when he served as a state senator, when he was our nominee in 2022. And I've been a big advocate for Republican conservative values up here in Chicago, you know, fighting the fight. You know, I went down and saw Darren and Cindy at their farm, and I'm like, man, it's like living in Disneyland down here. It's all Republicans all around me. Where I live in Chi-Gaza, you know, we're fighting every single day for a postage stamp of space, you know, to get any kind of ground. But that's where I've really said, hey, Darren, we have an opportunity here. The Democrats have pretty much abandoned their own base. Brandon Johnson, the worst mayor in the United States, is at single digit approval rating. J.B. Pritzker, for the first time in 8 years, is underwater. And you're seeing the shootings, you're seeing the crime. I mean, my son was at the Chris Kindle Mart opening with the tree lighting in Chicago when the teen takeover happened. And when the shootings broke out and we lost a 14-year-old in that shooting, it's just getting worse and worse. And the Democrats are in Chicago are fed up with it, too. So if we can create a message a little bit different than in 2022, where Darren had a great understanding of Southern Illinois, but he needed somebody up advocating him from Chicago, somebody that talks like me, somebody that looks like me, somebody understands the issues here, that crime, public safety, affordability, and education, no matter where you are in the state, matter. And speaking to the voice up here, this is our opportunity to take our state back. Mm. And it's not going to be being warm and fuzzy. It's going to be a fight. And that's what we do up in Cook County as Republicans up here. We fight every single day. And Darren and I are the only team in Illinois that will bring the fight to J.B. Pritzker instead of being the punching bag for him.
Well, I love that clarity that you're describing that you have right now. I love that you are able to understand that Chicago isn't the only way that this can get done. And Southern Illinois is not the only way that this can get done. I mean, honestly, Illinois can't even agree on what actually constitutes Southern Illinois as a whole. Tell me what issues, because there's a lot of stuff that's going to get thrown at you, Aaron, that is a social conservative, that maybe you're just a more Trumpian kind of attack that the Democrats are going to throw at you. And they're going to make you answer for that. And then they're going to use Darren Bailey, who talks like a farmer, because the man is a farmer and he's, you know, working his tail off with a really incredibly successful career as a farmer. We down here flex on that, but we understand not everybody else does. They're going to try to cross-sex you guys and make it so that you are at opposition with one another, or at least you don't have a consistent message. There's got to be something consistent that you guys can bring to the table. What is it?
Well, you know, and I encourage them to come get it, right? Come get it. We're ready to fight. You know, this time of laying down and capitulating to Democrats, that day is over. When you have the Southern Illinois group, right, the Southern Illinois voice that has been ignored for so many years, being advocated by one of the strongest Republican figures down there in the last two decades, Darren Bailey. And then you have the Cook County Republican chairman who fights every day for our conservative values, fights for faith, fights for family up in the Chicagoland area, but messages in a way that people can consume it and people can understand it. When people ask me questions about, oh, Aaron, you're heartless because of, you know, your position on immigration. You know what I say to you? I say to you, you know what? Your kids at Chicago Public Schools, you used to having 35 kids to one teacher. Now it's 45. How is your kid getting educated? You know, when you talk about, you know, being heartless in immigration, I said, imagine that you're at the United Center watching a Chicago Bulls game and every seat in the house is full. That's how many illegal immigrants came into Chicago over, you know, a 6 week period. Right. If you've been told for five decades in the southwest side of Chicago that you don't have money for schools, we don't have money for playgrounds, we don't have money for health care, we don't have money for anything. And then 65,000 illegals come in and J.B. Pritzker finds $2.3 billion of your hard taxpayer money to fund them, to give them cell phones, to give them food, to give them health insurance. I mean, just today, J.B. Pritzker signed a bill offering, you know, educational benefits to illegal immigrants. Well, what about our kids? What about our families that have been here? What about the kids on the farm that have been going to rural schools and they need a little bit of help to get them to that next level, right? J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson have turned their back on not just Republicans, but on everyday citizens. And Darren Bailey and I are going to highlight each and everything that they've done. And we're going to be screaming on the hills. We're going to be taking the fight to them. And we're going to be doing it in a way that brings people in to us. You know what? They may not be Republicans, But they are sick and tired of what's happening, and they're going to vote Republican just for this cycle, maybe until we can earn their trust over time. But they're going to do it just to tell J.B. Pritzker where he can go.
Yeah, I would love that. I love every bit of that. Aaron Del Mar speaking with us right now, the candidate for Illinois Lieutenant Governor, alongside Darren Bailey, who is running again for governor. BaileyForIllinois.com. If you want to learn about their candidacy here, if you want to support them, certainly BaileyForIllinois.com. Here's a personal frustration that I have with J.B. Pritzker. And I think a lot of people listening right now who, like me, have kids in school in the state of Illinois. I've got four kids myself, Aaron. The big, beautiful bill passed by the, you know, Congress. House got it done by Memorial Day. The Senate got it done and was signed by the president on July 4th. The big, beautiful bill includes a pretty incredible school choice effort, which is contributions up to $1,700. That if I decide I want to contribute $1,700 to the Lutheran Elementary School Association down here, which I am a partner with, I can make that a tax credit. I can donate that $1,700 and essentially say, I would rather the Lutheran Elementary School Association have that $1,700 than Uncle Sam. If the governor, and along with ISBE, I suppose, opts us in, then Illinois people can participate in that. But not if the governor says no. How do you feel about these types of opportunities where the federal government is putting together these very America first, family first policies in place? And right now we have Democrats top to bottom in the state of Illinois stonewalling families like mine and families like those listening right now from accessing these types of benefits.
Well, I mean, it's incredibly infuriating. I can tell you that on day one, when Darren Bailey is sworn in as governor, that's going to be the first thing that we do. Because one thing I can tell you from up north is that we had a similar issue like that. We had a similar program called Empower Illinois that was giving those opportunities to African-American kids, Hispanic kids, Eastern European kids in the Chicago schools. So they could go to a magnet school. They could go to a private school. And then because J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson capitulated to the Chicago Teachers Union, that program went away because they want to artificially inflate the enrollment in Chicago public schools so they can take more of those educational dollars and not give anybody a quality education. And what did that do? That threw a lot of kids out of the schools that they've been going to, the high schools, the elementary schools, that they've been creating friends and cultivating relationships and getting a quality education. Now they're being forced into an environment where they can't learn. That has caused so much anger and destruction in the Chicagoland area that those are the people that we're identifying that have been traditional Democratic voters that were like, hey, do you like what just happened to you? Your kid just got tossed out of your school, but we can bring that back on day one. They may not like our position on Trump. They may not like our position on you know, Second Amendment. They may not like our position on life. But if that, they know that if they vote for Darren Bailey and Aaron Dunbar, that their kid can go to the school choice that they want, and we can actually even help those that are homeschooled, I think that's a really compelling reason for them to come out and punch a ticket for us.
Yeah. You know, I hear what you're saying, and I think that what I'm going to encourage these downstaters that I talk to and that we're talking to right now that are listening to this interview, what we're going to have to remember is that when the conversation naturally continuously goes back to Chicago, which is what it's going to have to have is going to happen, those voters are the ones who are going to tip this one way or the other. My understanding is about 24% of Cook County goes red. We win statewide. We don't need to win Cook County. We need to represent in Cook County and not be able to be, you know, not considered as a Republican Party. So being able to advocate on those grounds for Cook County, for Chicago specifically, when downstate voters hear conversations about Chicago, they need to understand the importance of persuading the 67% or whatever of our state population that exists right there in Cook County. Those are the voters that we need to get. What do you want from downstaters when it comes to showing up? Should you win the primary? Bailey, Del Mar are the only thing standing between Illinois voters and getting rid of J.B. Pritzker. What are you going to need from downstaters to make sure that you can get across the finish line?
What I need is accountability, because, you know, a lot of people said in 2022, the reason Darren Bailey lost is because he couldn't get any of the Chicago vote and the northern vote. And to be honest with you, some of that is true. And because of that, it's probably why I'm on this radio show with you right now. Darren saw what he didn't do well. He saw that he needed to make a change, and he saw that he needed to have somebody advocating for the north and speaking their language. But the biggest thing that people forget is downstate Illinois only turned out 55% of voter turnout, right? For every vote you all get downstate is one less vote that I need to drag out of an independent or a soft Democrat up here. If you can get up to 74% down in Southern Illinois and get those ruby red Republican counties that we're all so proud of, I can do my job a lot easier and say, hey, look, we're going to follow this trend. When we start having polling, we start having people seeing that Bailey and Del Mar can win, even Democrats and even soft, you know, independents, they want to come over and be on the winning team. We can start a movement, which is already sparked in Southern Illinois and in Cook County. We have several townships and wards in the city of Chicago that are going to be endorsing Darren and I over the next 2 months. That's not something you've ever seen before. This is our opportunity. This is our time to take our state back. And, you know, when we talk about faith between Darren and I kind of joked with him. I said, you know, Darren, you're the staff. He's like, really? And I said, yeah, but I'm the sword. Right. This is how we're going to move Illinois forward, running a faith-based, family-based group. And, you know, even my kids are getting involved. My 10-year-old daughter said, you're running with Darren Bailey? I'm like, I go, yeah. She goes, Dad, that's like the farmer in the Dell. And I'm like, you know what? I think that's cute. We'll try to weave that in there and get some T-shirts made. But really, this is the opportunity for Illinois to really show what it is, because never, ever before have you had the North and the South uniting. And, you know, unity doesn't mean we agree on everything, but it means that we agree on things that are the most important. And that's what we're doing. We're really working on those 80-20 issues and really bringing them to light.
The taxes has to be at the top of the burdensome existence that we live here in the state of Illinois from a tax base. Last question before we go. You've asked for accountability from Southern Illinois. What will you deliver for them if they show up?
I can tell you this right now, that Cook County is ready to go. Our infrastructure, our timing, and our messaging is right there. And here's something else I can tell you. You know, after the tragedy that happened to Darren Bailey's family, you know, the heartbreaking trauma that caused, you know, not only to Darren's family, but to the community, to the whole state, and even across the nation. Darren came up here, and you might have not seen it down south in your area, but he did some really good media. He did some real good interviews, and a lot of feedback from Democrats, from independents that I got were, they're not looking at Darren the same way they did in 22. They're not looking at him as this barnstormer, farmer, ultra MAGA conservative, and the boogeyman that J.B. Pritzker spent so much money trying to make him out to be. They see Darren as a father, as a grandfather, as a person, and that's changing the perception that Darren is. And J.B. Pritzker can spend as much money as he wants. That perception's not changing. It's only growing. And the more that we talk about issues that are shared by Northern and Southern Illinois, the lack of public safety, the lack of education, and the most important, the lack of affordability, the more that we're going to win more people over. And that's going to be the key that we're going to need, because we're going to need those independents. We're going to need those soft Democrats if we're going to take the state back.
Well, you can go to baileyforillinois.com to learn more about how you can learn about Bailey Del Mar and how you can support them if you so choose. We hope to be in frequent contact with your ticket as we march towards November 2026. Aaron Del Mar, thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. Aaron Del Mar is the candidate for Illinois Lieutenant Governor, and we'll be having Darren Bailey on. Do you have him scheduled? Didn't you?
We're still working on it.
Nail it down.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Well, it's exciting to have a discussion there. We're getting very close to an election year in 2026, and Illinois has yet again another opportunity to get it right. We'll find out who will be our selected primary winners. The primary for Illinois is in March. So you've only got like one quarter to figure out who you want to be the person to go fight against that Democrat. So Aaron Del Mar, Lieutenant Governor candidate on the Bailey Del Mar ticket. Quick break. Let's take a moment and go vote in the YouTube poll. In today's political climate, which is more prevalent, malice or incompetence? Let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's have the conversation about the YouTube live chat poll right now. Flock to the YouTube live chat poll right now. I'm telling you, folks, it's going to be an interesting experience if you tune into the YouTube at this point in time. In today's political climate, which is more prevalent, let's just have the conversation right now, Ryan, in the context of Illinois.
Okay.
So this isn't how you would answer the poll and vote officially for the whole day. But let's shrink the view of this specific question for the sake of this segment. Let's shrink it to, in Illinois' political climate, which is more prevalent, malice or incompetence?
Now, this is tough for me because, as you know, I'm a swing voter. And I
thought you were going to say a swinger.
No, absolutely not. Family values, but swing voter. Went back and forth every election. I'm a rare Pritzker Bailey voter. And I feel like I can speak to both sides of this issue. Although Aaron Del Mar really kind of won me over there as a Pritzker Bailey voter.
don't say that.
I think in Illinois, oddly, it's probably barely tilted to incompetence. Although the deals they make with whoever, I mean, there's so much private gain from so much that Illinois politicians do that you'd almost say, well, that's malice. But Illinois just feels so poorly run to me that I'm going to say incompetence.
That would go. I would, more than nationally, I would say malice.
Really?
I will introduce you to a man named Mike Madigan.
Thank you. That's what I was thinking about the whole time I was
talking. The foundation of the way Illinois operates, the reason that Illinois has Democrats in all of the positions is because he's in jail for it. It's not like he was, you know, like bumbling his way through and just getting this lucky all the time.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking in terms of like the pension crisis and some of these things that
yes.
They could also be malice. I'm not saying they can't. I just think that it's been kicking the can down the road for so long that I would say this is just incompetent. But you're right. I mean,
I don't think it's exclusively malice.
Right.
The question is what's more prevalent. I fear there is plenty of incompetence to go around in the state of Illinois.
Thank you.
You're not welcome. I've never wanted to not be right about something.
Yeah.
I wish you could have argued with me and been like, this is why that's not true, Annie. This is why Illinois isn't incompetent or malicious.
Well, I do think that, no. Illinois is so incompetent. You know, there's a lot of people that aren't the governor, you know, that just have a political philosophy of how to run things that I don't know that they're involved in any sort of deep corruption. Some of them might be, and we just don't know. But the amount of just sort of country club Democrat, you never really hear that term, do you? Country club Democrats in Illinois, they have no accountability. They're going to get elected. They have been elected over and over and over. That they don't do anything to better anything because they don't need to.
They don't have to.
They don't have to.
And that's because the wheels are all greased by the greasiest that have come before them. In the Mike Madigans of the world and all the people who he associated with. I mean, We think of, like, I think of corruption in the state of Illinois as a statewide issue, but if you go to, like, the genesis of political corruption, it really exists in Chicago.
Yeah.
There's a phrase called the Chicago Way, and the Chicago Way is the Chicago Way because of utter corruption. Sometimes I think that they, like, try things out in Illinois to see if they can make it replicatable in other areas around the country.
Yeah, you can hide it in Chicago.
So are you hedging incompetence?
Yeah, I'm still going to go with incompetence for Illinois.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We're going to have Weekends America when we come back. Boomer habits. You know how Ryan loves to defend his boomer status. Boomer habits our generation hates, but are probably good for you.
I'm not that old. I'm a elder millennial.
Well, at least I got you to admit that this time. Usually he tries to shirk that responsibility as well. All right. Boomers, you've got some habits that we could learn from. We're going to talk about them next. Don't go away. All right, welcome back, folks.
Hi, Annie. We're all here.
You guys want to, like, plan lunch for tomorrow?
I do.
Like,
I'm interested in planning. Here's what, actually, I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do on Friday.
Yeah.
We're going to get done with our live appearance at Ruler Foods, and then I am going to shop at Ruler Foods because that is what I do. I shop and it's saving me a trip. It's one of the reasons I love doing the live remote at Ruler, because not only is it a great cause, we get to meet everybody, but we also get to just shop when we're done. It's the best. And knock out two birds with one stone.
It's possible that the internet is coming back in here right now.
Well, if somebody just heard the tail end of what I just said,
you know
then
what?
Great. Let me know.
I didn't even hear the tail end of what you just said. There's so many things happening in the studio right now. Ryan, see if you can rejoin over there.
Okay.
Weekends America is usually right now. It's not going to be right now because we're going to punt it to the 1 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm. Because it's so good.
The content is so quality.
We said we need to hold this.
That we don't want to waste it.
Hodl, as they say in the investment world.
You've got the YouTube in here, but you've got it muted. So the studio.
Ooh, are we back?
Yeah.
Are we back? Are we on the air, though? Is the internet back or are we on air?
Russell says on the YouTube stream, radio is back up. So let's get our professional pants on here.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I have to unmute my camera again because the studio.
Professional pants and regular pants. Yeah.
Can we unmute that? Thank you.
There we go. Hey, there we go.
No.
This is fun. Everybody who's on the live stream knows this is how we have fun.
Yeah, there's 100 of you who just really got to see something special. That's why you should check into the Annie Fry YouTube channel. It'll be up there. You can go back and see it later. I wonder if this works.
Annie, what's your favorite Christmas memory?
I already told you that in the last segment.
Second favorite.
How short is it? I went through the top 67.
Oh.
Someone's calling me. Should I just take this? It's probably a spammer. Hello?
This is the difference between knowing you have an audience and knowing you don't.
I think everything is back.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back?
Except for us, unfortunately. We are gone.
Yes, I think everything's back. So...
Well, they say
and
I still sound
all in one fell
bad.
Swoop in an instant, everything in the studio, all of the internet connection, which we only rely on slightly, just went away.
And there was smoke rising from one thing. Everything else went out, but there was smoke
Brad's
rising from one thing, and it was Brad's ears.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, this is the first time this has happened to me, so.
It's a good thing we got the Aaron Delmar interview in before all that happened.
Yeah.
It was almost...
We
like
think it was J.B. Prisker who did it, honestly.
Yeah, we think through his tech prowess, he logged in and hacked us.
I'm voting in.
How much tech prowess do you think that J.B. Prisker has?
I would say probably a
4.
Yeah, I put it at a 4. Between a 4 and a 12.
Jim Talent's going to be with us in the next hour. And at 1:30, Senator Eric Schmidt, the Republicans came out today. There's a news report that the Republicans have some health care replacement options. You use the healthcare system quite a bit. You have cystic fibrosis.
I do.
Do you have a number one complaint about the healthcare system, or is it impossible to boil it down to that?
Like just as a user of the healthcare system?
Well, I mean, the way that healthcare is covered, the system that we are forced to participate in, you know,
I do.
The Affordable Care Act guaranteed insurance companies that everyone was going to either A, have to be a client, or B, pay a penalty if they didn't participate. So that way they could take money from all participants and then pool it together to help compensate for those who can't afford it, which is kind of socialism.
Yeah, as an individual and not somebody who's talking about big policy like we usually talk about.
Yeah, just somebody who is in the business of using the healthcare system.
My number one complaint is the disconnectedness from everything that you do. Whether it be from the insurance itself, they have no real interest in, you know, fixing your problem. They actually are working against you. The doctors themselves, while I love some of my doctors very much, I have no idea how their end of it operates, the charges that they put out, what I'm end up paying in the end. There is, and look, this is stuff I actually do look into, and there's still such a complete disconnect from me, the patient, to the care via the healthcare industry, the health insurance industry, that if I can't figure it out, I don't expect that anybody in the country is figuring that out. And when we have a complete disconnect like that, well, it makes care more expensive, it makes care harder, it makes everything harder because there's red tape all over the place. And the original intent to go in and just get treated gets lost in just bureaucratic crap.
My biggest frustration with it, and the most experience I've had with it is having four babies, is that the buck stopper, literally, is the insurance company. That your care comes after what the insurance companies say is right. And it's not even about like super big, you know, if there was some sort of incredibly expensive care that you were offered to receive and the insurance company's like, well, we're not going to pay for all of that, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about like simple basic things where your doctor says you need to take this medication and they're like, you are going to have to take these other medications first.
Yeah.
And see if they work because they're cheaper.
Right, for us.
I hate that. I absolutely hate that.
It's unbelievable that
you are the last person to be considered in the process of your own health care because of this stupid system that has elevated the insurance companies to the top of the pyramid and you being at the bottom one. How do we empower the actual patient to be at the top of that to use their insurance dollars, their coverage dollars, to spend it where it really matters the most for them? Jim Talent, Eric Schmidt, next hour.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.